Welcome to Culture Quest number 8. This is Marilyn Smith, 115 North Keats Avenue, KEATS, Louisville, Kentucky 40206, 502-721-7634, where the machine is always open for your comments or suggestions. Email address, merrychristmas@bellsouth.net. Side one of Culture Quest is going to be the American Indian scene and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Side two will be Scottish music. TV movies have been made of the Tony Hillerman novels featuring Leghorn and Chi. And I would love to think that someday they'll be made of the Thomas Perry series based on half Native American, Jane Whitefield, his character, who acts as sort of like a private eye who helps people disappear when they, for one reason or another, don't need to be found. If you haven't read a book on the code talkers of World War II, the Navajos, who developed a code that was never broken by the Japanese and used extensively to help win the war in the Pacific, then you should read one, because it's a good story. A year or two ago, the Native Peoples magazine was featured as the magazine of the month by the Library of Congress, Division for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, and it enlightened me as to Native American performances in the arts and the controversy surrounding the gaming business, which has brought a lot of good things to the tribes in the way of education, housing, and health care. There are numerous stories about the Trail of Tears, the forced movement of the southeastern Cherokees in particular, from Georgia, Tennessee, etc., to Oklahoma. From the American Indian culture, first we're going to listen to a couple of relatively modern performers. Buffy St. Marie, who entered the folk music field in the 60s and made a lot of songs popular, is a Native American. Also, a gal named Cherokee Rose, this song appeared on an album called I-10 Chronicles, which was tracing the American culture scene across the United States on Highway I-10. After that, a couple of instrumentals. Well, no, one of them is a chant, actually. The chant is from the Sioux tribe. The flute piece is from an album called Andy's Journey. Mood music for appreciating nature, as the Native Americans did and do, for the peaceful times, which is not what is usually reflected on the screen at the movies about the uprisings. And we'll finish this segment with Ira Hayes, a true story about the whiskey-drinking Marine, one of Johnny Cash's best efforts. Then we'll move to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. When you think of the Upper Peninsula, don't think Detroit, Grand Rapids. Think wild country, hunting, fishing, mining. Most of the mining is gone now. Think fishing and boat building, that sort of thing, dominated the economy. Tourism, of course, has a lot to do with it now. Snowmobiling, cross-country skiing, ice fishing in the winter, camping, biking, boating and fishing in the summer. Many of those ancestors were Finnish or Scandinavian. Think cold winters. Think quick trips to Canada for casinos and other pleasures. And think pasties to eat. A little meat pie with vegetables. Started out in England, but there's a story about a miner whose wife sent a pasty with him to lunch, and he was heating it up on a shovel. Got the torch a little too close to the framework of the mine, set the thing on fire, caused a huge disaster. The Upper Peninsula is separated from the mainland by the Great Lakes, and the Mackinac Bridge runs across. It's one of the longest and tallest bridges so that the ships can continue to move. It was built in 1960, although it was started before World War II. The logging industry used to contribute to a lot of the shipping business, and there are still a lot of Christmas trees that come from Michigan. I believe that Marquette is the largest city in Upper Michigan. There's a group called the Youpers. They do comedy things about living in the UP. That I'm going to play. There's the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot about a shipping disaster. There's, and of course that's in a lot of Great Lakes history. A couple of songs by Mark Mitchell about the mining and other things that went on up in the Upper Peninsula in history. Woody Guthrie has a song about a disaster. Took place as a result of a mining union workers' dispute. Shows you just how far things can get carried away. It's a song I don't have the nerve to put on my Christmas tape. It's too maudlin or something. But I thought I'd put it on here because it's something people ought to hear if they haven't. I have tape friends in Upper Michigan, and they sent me a candy bar called the Youper Bar. It's rectangular like a Hershey, but on the top there's another piece of chocolate that's shaped like the Upper Peninsula, and it's dark chocolate. It's a real good candy bar. I'm sure it sells a lot to tourists. Now let me recap the list of songs for you. Cherokee Rose, Buffy St. Marie, Andy's Journey, the chant from the Sioux Tribe, and Ira Hayes, and then from the UP, as they call it, the Woody Guthrie song about the mining fire, a funny song from the Youpers about don't go up there, talking about all the reasons you shouldn't move to the Upper Peninsula, the Edmund Fitzgerald, Gordon Lightfoot, outlining the influence of the shipping industry, and how basically you don't mess with Mother Nature. And two songs by Mark Mitchell, one about mining and one about logging, to finish out this part of the tape. They may have to go on side two. Youper is spelled Y-O-O-P-E-R, by the way. You'll notice we're on a C90 now. Enjoy.
And no wind, no wind, no way. And no wind, no wind, no why. And no wind, no wind, no way. And no wind, no wind, no why. I wanna tell you about a friend of mine. She got sunk so low that the ground was high. Tried to help her up, but she had strong needs. Why walk when crawling's easy? Yippee-tai-tai, kimura, oranika, oranika, wehe-ora. Yippee-tai-tai-tai. Yippee-tai-tai, kimura, oranika, oranika, wehe-ora. Yippee-tai-tai-tai. Baby, wehe. Circle that goes round and round, a path from nowhere to no sight and no sound. They say it's a mystery, but to me it's crystal clear. It's born gonna die in between I'm here. Yippee-tai-tai, kimura, oranika, oranika, way. Yippee-tai-tai-tai, baby, way. We are.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned the hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Take a trip with me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan in the copper country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall, and the miners are having their big Christmas ball. I'll take you in a door and up a high stairs. Singing and dancing is heard everywhere. I'll let you shake hands with the people you see and watch the kids dance round the big Christmas tree. You ask about work and you ask about pay. They'll tell you they make less than a dollar a day. working their copper claim, risking their lives. So it's fun to spend Christmas with children and wives. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air, and the spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. Well, a little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you gotta keep quiet. Hear all this fun, you would not realize that the copper boss thug men are milling outside. The copper boss thugs stuck their heads in the door. One of them yelled and he screamed, "There's a fire." A lady, she hollered, "There's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing." A few people rushed and it's only a few. It's just the thugs and the scabs fooling you. A man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down, but the thugs held the door and he could not get out. And then others followed, 100 or more, but most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs, they laughed at their murderous joke, while the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to their tree. The scabs outside still laughed at their spree, and the children that died there was 73. The piano played a slow funeral tune, and the town is lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and the miners, they moaned. See what your greed for money has done.
There's no roads up there. We'll put you up in a tent, so bring long underwear.
I knew a guy who had an aunt whose cousin had a friend who once went up above the bridge, was never seen again.
He was trampled by a moose or eaten by a bear, or scaled by those Indians who still run wild there. Don't go up there, stay where you're at. Don't go up there, you won't come back. They don't have no electric lights to keep away the wolves at night. They don't have no law and order, stay down here below
the border.
Stay where you're at. Don't go up there. You won't come back.
I heard there was a native tribe way up in the woods. They call them Chukmak savages. They don't speak too good.
They all carry guns and knives and great big tomahawks. And their women do their laundry, beating clothes against a rock.
I want to go and see the locks way up in the Sioux. Should I bring lots of cash or will my plastic do?
Once you get above the bridge, hire yourself a guide. He'll take you there by dog sled for 40 beaver hide. Don't go up there. Stay where you're at. Don't go up there. You won't come back. They don't have no shopping malls. They live like Neanderthals. They don't have no stores and bridges. Stay down here below
the bridge.
Stay where you're at. Don't go up there. You won't come back. Skin and polka deer. Snowshoe food on trading poles when you're out of beer.
Don't go up there. Stay where you're at. Don't go up there.
jets, no telephones, no TV set. They don't have no running water. Stay down here below
the border.
Stay where you're at. Don't go up there. You won't come back. Don't go up there.
Don't go up there.
Stay where you're at.
Stay where you're at.
Don't go up there.
Don't go up there.
You won't come back.
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 Legend lives on from the Chippewa down up the big lake they call Ginchagumet. The lake, it is said, never gives up or dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. But the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund the Fitzgerald weighed empty. That big shipping true was a bum to bitch when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big breeders go, it was bigger than most, with the crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, it'd be the north wind they'd been feeling. Tattletale sound and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain. Of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the big ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, in the wreck of the Edmund the Fitzgerald. Searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay. They'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, but they might have capsized. They may have broke even to the water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Scenes in the rooms of their ice water mansion. Oh, Michigan's teams like a young man's dreams. The islands and days are the sportsman. Farther below Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Hall in Detroit, they prayed in a maritime sailor's cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Kitchigoomee. Superior, they say, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
One by one, 20 in a day. Nothing could stand in my Vauxhall's way. And the trees fell. Their souls went to heaven, but my soul, still too early to tell. It was 1870, the state was young. And I myself a tender 21, when I headed up to northern Michigan. It was round this time that the cutting began in the virgin pine wood timber stands. The work was hard, the pay weren't much. There were months on end without a woman's touch. Then a man gets ornery, a man gets mean, without the satin comfort that a woman brings. Well, we worked harder than we'd ever done before, but the timber king said that he wanted more. So the trees fell, the trees fell, one by one, 30 in a day. Nothing could stand in my box saws away, and the trees fell. Their souls went to heaven, but my soul still too early to tell. We were out of our bunks before the sun could rise. The cotton skidding, decking them high. They judged what we did by its number and size. Well, it seems like the day's work would just begin. We'd be eating and sleeping and doing it again. There was something about the timber, there's something about the land that made us work beyond the limits of a mortal man. We we cursed and we sweat till we damn near died. All that saved us was the laughter and the whiskey on the side. A living machine made of muscle and bone, working together but so alone. Then the trees fell, and the trees fell, one by one, 40 in a day. Nothing could stand in my box saws away, and the trees fell. Their souls went to heaven, but my soul, still too early to tell. Well, I'm sitting in my chair getting old and gray, thinking on back to those lumberjack days, thinking on back to my rowdy ways. Well, there are those who say what we did was wrong, but we did what you do when you're young and strong. We cut that timber like a fit of rage, and we put a little mark on that history page. I'm gonna give my saw to my only son's child, and bequeath my memories to the northern wilds. If I had it to do, you know I'd do it again. I'd do it right now like I did it back then. For when the trees fell, trees fell, one by one, 50 in a day. Nothing could stand in my box saws away, and the trees fell. Their souls went to heaven, but my soul, still too early to tell. Maybe heaven, maybe hell, but it's much too early to tell.